Blog Talk Radio.
GoFundMe page. Guys, we're in two for a treat today, man. We got this whole the next two or three episodes we're going to talk about my uncle. We never really did this. This is the comedy. We didn't get to show you guys our comedy side of things. We're going to talk about this comedy shit. Go ahead, Kevin. Let me cut you off.
No, I was just gonna say, yeah, we just gonna dedicate. You know, I know y'all looking and wondering what the hell is Starrcade? What do these niggas think they doing? But you know, we just gonna dedicate this whole series to just, you know, people that we knew in the past, and that was pretty funny. And then, you know, we just want to talk about this situation. So yeah, like Ray said, you know, Big Kev, the comedy, you know, the other side, you know, since all y'all think we do is complain and whine and we're not getting money, so you know what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, I just want to know what do you guys got to say now that we got to, now we hit y'all with this comedy. So basically, let me start off the thing. Shout out to CAF for being through me this whole time that I was over there. My dad's brother, known as Ronnie Felton on from Vernon, Texas. I've been knowing him all my life, actually, but we got really, really close as far as, you know, being cool with each other. Back in 98, he used to come over to my grandma's, when I stayed at my grandma's house. You know, he stayed over there. He had some personal issues that was going on. I'm not sure exactly what. He left that part out, but, so, you know, he was really cool in 98. Like I said, I don't know what happened to him between now and, you know, from 2001 all the way on up, and that happened to him. I have no idea what happened, what exactly happened to him. And I know a lot of y'all people, like, you know, you had talked about that in the past episode about fuck him and fuck him. But I'm going to get into all those stories. We got a whole lot of list stories to talk about. You know, I just want to start off by saying that, you know, we was cool back in 98. You know, he was actually a fun person to be around back in 1998 when I stayed with my grandma. Unfortunately, that changed over a brief number of time. Something that happened, some situations that transpired in his life to make him, you know, be the way he is now. You know, that man, guys, these are based on a true story. What we're about to tell you guys is real life situations, real life, man, outside of life. This is real stuff that's going on, guys, you know, with that, with my uncle, man. You know, going around cursing at people, you know, calling them fucker and all this shit. I think that dude's favorite letter of the alphabet was the F, was F, because every time I turn around, he always used the F word in every sentence. Fucker, motherfucker, you know, you slew foot fuck, Confederacy and all this shit. I guess he felt like everybody was out to get him, so. You know, it was a lot of stories that we had. You know, I'm just going to talk today. I just wanted to talk about the beginning. Next Thursday, we'll get into more detail on different situations. But, yeah, man, my uncle's crazy. Everybody, he was known as the crazy, psychotic one. You know, there's a difference between, yeah, I told me this a long time ago, there's a difference between, you know, being crazy and, you know, saying that you're crazy and not really just acting really stupid. You know, and then there's a difference between him being crazy and then acting crazy. So, you know, I just wanted to say it's a crazy situation. I don't know if the military had messed him up like that, but I do know is this, that, you know, that guy was, you know, he's a difficult character to be around. Like I said, from 2001 all the way till now, different character. I mean, the guy doesn't even leave the house. Some of you guys that's in 2-3 know who I'm talking about. Some of my family members on my dad's side know who I'm talking about. If y'all go back on the show, y'all know for a fact that guy is, you know, not all there. But, you know, to you guys, he might be crazy. To me, I don't think he was crazy. I just think he did shit, you know, so we can excuse him because he's crazy. I think that he was just playing, you know, playing crazy so he can try to get that check or whatever he was trying to do. He definitely played the role of trying to be, you know, the man or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know, when you walk around and act like you gangster, like you, you know, Mickey Barnes or fucking Frank Lucas, something's wrong. You know, especially after, you know, you were 40, back in 2001, you were 40-something years old, you know, living with, you had your room. You were a grown man and you had a room in your mama's house. Like, who does that shit, dog? You know what I'm saying? This was back in 98. I knew something was going on. You know, nigga, you can't keep a wife. You couldn't keep a woman in your life. You know what I'm saying? You was running, and the women that you did come to Granny's house, you weren't allowed to have Granny over there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you were allowed to have women over there while Granny was there. Also, the women that you had over there, I had to cut the porch light on just to see these females, dog. So that just goes to show you, man, them motherfuckers are black as hell. Blacker than a car on the street that you guys travel late at night. So, you know, you guys probably gonna shake your head, you know, some of y'all family members, cousins, and you probably shake your head and be like, wait a minute, man, you overboard with this stuff. No, man, these are really situations that happen. And see, y'all can and agree with me on that shit, man, because, you know, he was there. You know, most of the time that, you know, I was having altercations with him. So, you know, we're gonna tell these stories how we know to tell them, and, you know, like I said, I knew something was going on when he was a grown man living at my grandma's house. You know what I'm saying? Just waiting until she passed away in order to get the house. I think that's just, you know, you're less of a man if you just, you know, you're doing just like, and then all the generations behind him and that are happening today, I see it all the time, man. You guys will wait until your grandparents or your parents or your great-grandparents, whoever you stay with, you know, you wait till them guys pass away to where the, you know, so you can get the house. I'll just wait around until she passes away that I can get everything, man. But, you know, you guys gotta get out there for yourself, man. And then, you know, you guys perpetrating. I mean, happy, you know, my uncle is known for perpetrating and acting like, you know, he's big shot, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't go out there and get a house by yourself. You didn't go out there and do that shit by yourself, man. You did out there and got that motherfucker, you got that motherfucking house took. Your wife left you. And you just did a whole lot of crash dummy shit, man. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand that at all, bro. You know? Like, that shit's retarded. Talking to people any kind of way. You know, you embarrassed me, CAF, and Michael Shields, which was my boy, that stayed two houses down from my grandma's house. You know, shout out to, you know, Michael Shields. You know, it was, like I said, guys, it was cool in 98. You know, I had a good relationship with him. Now, it actually changed when I started to stay with him and see, you know, who he was. When I stayed with him every day, he started to get on my nerves and started to, you know, listen to me, CES, and Shields' conversation. You know, we would talk, have our conversations on the porch. He would run with no shirt on in his drawers from the living room all the way to Granny's room to what the fuck we got to say. Like, you know what I'm saying, he's an undercover police, DEA informant or DEA, you know, FBI agent or something like that. So that's the kind of shit that was going on, guys, over there every day, man. You know, you was trying to figure out what we was doing and what was going on. And I just want to say, if you're listening to this show, man, you a fucking piece of shit, man. And that's some whole-ass shit, dog. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I said, I mean, that was cool. I can only remember the fraud situations with him and the negativity situations with him. More negativity situations than positive, that's for sure. I'm not going to take the fact that, you know, when you know, he was there at the house, we did go to Celebration Station, if y'all don't remember that. You know, before it was Main Event, it was Celebration Station. We had Malibu Grand Prix. Both of them places was legit. That's where we hang out. You know, we had the Skate Worlds and stuff like that. You know, they took all of them got closed down because of, I don't know, you know, poor budget or whatever the case might be. They all went out of business. But, yeah, folks, that was what was going on. You know, he was, you know, crazy. And, you know, see if anything you want to add, man, because we're going to get into the main stories. Next week and probably the week after that. We got a lot of stories to tell, so we're going to go into depth. But I just wanted to talk about the beginning of Uncle Ronnie, that whole situation from the beginning first, to let you guys know, give y'all a background story of what's going on with that situation. You know, the guy is really, really laughing. I know that guy, he'll make your ass laugh, you know, but that's the game that he plays, you know, to try to, you know, show off or try to be something that he's not, man. He's an imitation DJ, man. You know, that's why I like to call it me and, you know, Wolfpack, I like to call fake people imitation DJs, because you guys out here perpetrating like y'all these big shots, but y'all not really, y'all running around in y'all drawers talking shit and coming back in the back room to listen to our conversations as grown men. You know what I'm saying? Like, who does that shit, bro? I don't know no uncle that did that. You know, my Uncle Glenn didn't do that. Uncle Jeff didn't do that. My Uncle Harold didn't do that. My Uncle Cliff didn't do that. You know? So I'm just trying to figure out what uncle does that to where, you know, he acts like this is military-minded, or he acts like he's some kind of agent or FBI, or, you know what I'm saying, he's some kind of cop. So when you listen to what's going on, I'm talking about this little shit as, you know, me, CAF, and Shield, we trying to go to Holland Mall, get on the ladies. Here he comes, and listen, sneak in the back under the covers like he's some kind of ghost, and listen to our conversation. Like, I've never even heard of that. Never ever, you know, never met a person in my life that does situations, that takes situations like that, and that does stuff like that. I mean, it's a waste of time. I don't understand that, guys. I mean, you guys got to let me know what's going on, man. Have y'all ever had a family member do that to y'all to where y'all was embarrassed, especially when, you know, y'all got around y'all friends or y'all brothers or whatever, to where they embarrassed y'all, you know what I'm saying? Because I know I got embarrassed plenty of times with him, you know. jamming Macy Gray and the Land Cruiser loud, you know what I'm saying? Telling me that you wish that you had some bang in there so you can jam that Macy Gray so you can beat down the block. I mean, situations like that, what's happening, guys, this is real life situation. And my main thing is this, guys, if y'all have anybody if y'all know anybody, any family members that did that shit that embarrassed y'all like that, call their ass out on that shit. That's why I'm having this show today and the next two or three episodes about this.
Oh shit!
And, you know what I'm saying? Lone Wolf knows exactly what we're talking about right now because he was actually in the situation. You know what I'm saying? He knows that firsthand what was going on, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was a bad situation, guys. You know, and that's pretty much the backstory of that. You know,
I mean, guys, people can change, man. They can change. They can change for the better, or they can change for the worse, or they can stay the same. You know, three things come out of that situation. And for Ronnie, he did a change for the worse big time because he was cool at first. Don't get me wrong. Has Lone Wolf and Shield seen the cool side of Uncle Ronnie? Hell the fuck no. Because they actually saw the fraud side big time. I mean, when you just don't want to you know, go to team clubs back then, guys. You know about club moves from the surrounding cities from Austin. You got to know about club moves that happened from '99 all the way to 2001. That was a team club. A lot of adults was trying to get into that club, my uncle being one of them. And, you know, he would use comments, you know what I'm saying, that if the females need a sugar daddy, I'm right here. You know what I'm saying? It was
bad news, man. You know what I'm saying? Very bad news. Do you have anything you want to add, bro, before I continue?
Oh, shit. I just want to say, that shit is still comical. The most funniest shit to this day, man. Like, there's nothing as funny as that shit. And that shit is very comical. And like I said in episode one, we're multi-talented people, very versatile. And if we would have had social media back then in that time, man, I mean, we would have innovated everything. We did, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Raymond always in crazy-ass situations. But, I mean, you know, sometimes that can be quite entertaining. So that's all I wanted to say about that.
Yeah, folks, so, you know, that's what it was, guys. You know, Raymond, I mean, you know, Big Bad Wolf, Lone Wolf, what did Raymond's parents do in that whole situation? They pretty much sat back there, didn't do anything. We told them about the situation. We're going to get to all those. All those questions will be answered, guys. I'm going to talk to you guys about that. We're going to get into the quotes. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of stories we got to say about this stuff. So you guys tune in next week as we go into detail on what was going on, what made, you know, Uncle Ronnie snap, what was some of the stuff that he did that you guys didn't like. It was a lot of shit. That motherfucker breathing was annoying as shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, and
say,
I think we're going
to... I just want to say, you know, like, if we're having a conversation outside, me, you, and Shields, and you go back into a dark room with the windows open and you camouflage and then with the window in the dark room and you just listening
with no shirt on. With no shirt on in your drawers. With no shirt
on. You call Raymond back in the house. Yo. You're talking shit.
Yeah, folks, I told you it gets realer. If y'all, hey, I swear, if I could bring 20, I can bring a $5 million of you guys over there. I showed you guys what was really going on, man. If it's 5 million, listen, all y'all motherfuckers gonna laugh your motherfucking ass off. You got a good sense of humor. Y'all know what time it is, guys. This is real life situation. This shit really did happen.
Oh shit. And people we did not know he was there listening. Well, actually, CAF did, but Shields and Raymond didn't believe it. Like, That nigga would not do that shit. But lo and behold, Raymond, come here.
What the fuck y'all doing? Tell Chris to get his shit and get out. But gosh, I'm telling y'all right now, we're gonna go into detail about that whole situation. A lot of people don't want us to talk about that shit, but guess what? Wolf Nation, we're gonna set the trend here, we're gonna go against the grain, and we're gonna tell you guys about what really happened in all the show and all what happened. In detail, we're going to tell you guys, let you guys know what was going on, because that was a really, really troubled time for me. One of the troubled times for me is, when I had to chill with that dude, my grandma had went out of town for like a week and a half or something like that.
And that was really a troubled time for all of us. And, you know, I'm upset about that situation just because, you know, you tried to play like you was cool with us. And then you tried to be CIA on us, and that wasn't cool at all, man. I you sitting here, talking to us any kind of way, reckless and crazy, and then, you want us to, it's just crazy stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, folks, it doesn't make any sense at all, guys. I'm very embarrassed about that whole situation, a lot of things, and I haven't really gotten into detail. I want to tell you guys the details, but I'm with them next week, so I don't want to spoil it, but it's a lot of stuff that he really did, man, that should make you shake your head worse than that. You know, imagine staying with that dude, and he just, I don't get fucked, fuck them hoes, just out of nowhere. I'm talking about, this is like a 45, 46-year-old man. You know, we come back in 2001. I was 19. I think my uncle had to be in his late 40s, man. I don't know what exactly age he was, but I know he was in his late 40s. So, talking reckless, talking reckless about us, talking this, and then, you want to run back and, go. BCIA the whole time, act like this was military style, and that's what it is, man, and that's going to be a topic of the episode. A lot of you guys that need to go seek mental health once you get out of the military, you guys don't know how to cope, with life, after military. So, I just want to let you guys know, man, if you need help, go get it. Even if it's small, even if you don't think it's a problem, man, it's an issue. If you don't think you have a problem and somebody else say you have a problem, not only if somebody else say you have a problem, just in general, if you feel like it's a small problem, it might be a big problem in the long run, in the future. So, you want to stop the problem when it's little, not when it's big, because when it's big, it'll be too late. So, I really, really, saw that shit for what it was, man, and that was pretty much a learning experience, man. Never to really trust family like that, and never to really, a lot of people, my family was one, said, why would you go and, side with your, side with Chris to go against your uncle? Well, my uncle kicked me out. He kicked me out of my grandma's house. It wasn't even his house, but he kicked me out of it some kind of way, and everybody let him get away with it. Nobody said nothing. Nobody stuck up for me. So I'm like, man, fuck that shit. He's the only one that's sticking up for me in that whole situation, because he was there. He saw the whole situation for what it was. None of my family members went to bat for me. None of you guys said anything. None of you guys, checked him on that situation. Yeah, I just let him just do whatever the fuck he wanted to do. So, I was very upset with that whole situation, and I felt like, that could have been some stuff done, in that situation. I just want to apologize on behalf of, my uncle and stuff like that, because I felt like, my uncle and Ben, those are things that he, Like, he's very disrespectful at times, very disrespectful to you, never apologize, very disrespectful to Shield, very disrespectful. Nobody checked him on that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know. So, you know, I just want to apologize on his behalf because he's dumbass. You know, I don't want to, you know, that was a very, very, a very dumb situation to be in, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's all good. I mean, we won the battle in the end every single time. And, you know, like, you know, it's just a part of our situations, you know, many crazy situations, and that's just part of one saga. And, you know, like, it's, you know, I mean, he did say a lot of disrespectful stuff, but, you know, whatever. It's entertainment for us because we showed improve in that situation. And, you know, we expose you for what you really are. So, you know.
Yep. And, you know, that's what it was, guys. So, you know, you guys tune in next Thursday as we go into detail. Like I said, I know I keep saying that, but I just want to let you know, Wolf Nation, go ahead and tune in next Thursday. We're going to talk about that, the different situations that we have encountered. I'll talk more about the club meeting situation along with other situations. You know, see if there's anything else, Long Wolf, that you want to add, please feel free. If not, I think that's going to do it on the show, man.
Thursday says
NWO. See y'all next week.